Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Update your home with Palmero vinyl plank flooring. It provides a genuine weathered wood look that complements any decor and clicks together for easy installation. It's waterproof and scratch and dent resistant, making it perfect for active families. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Burt Show.
Spring break sting. It's been a hot minute since we've done this, but Jamie emailed us and she is very concerned that her boyfriend may be cheating on her. And it's the fact that he's on spring break this week gives us an opportunity to see if we can catch him being unfaithful via a little spring break sting. Hey, Jamie, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hey.
All right. So you hit us up and you wanted us to, you know, suss out your boyfriend. Can you give us a little history here as to why you think he left on spring break and he wasn't going to be faithful?
Sure. Well, we've been dating since August. We met during the first week of my junior year at Louisiana State University. We've been pretty inseparable until like now. I couldn't afford to go on spring break this year, but he still went with his friends to Galveston. But I don't know, for like the past month, something's just felt off. He's been distant, avoiding plans. He's barely texting me back. And now he's on a trip and it's worse. Like he's not responding to my texts and just something's not right. I can tell.
Yeah. If you're going on a trip or a guy's trip or specifically spring break and you're being avoidant of text messages, that's not a good look.
You would think you would text more, just that, you know what I mean? So right? You can keep the peace.
Uh-huh. I get the sense that maybe he's mentally been preparing to step out on the relationship for the last month. Like maybe things haven't felt right in the relationship. So he's like, okay, well, maybe spring break is the opportunity for me to test the waters elsewhere. So he's become a little emotionally distant. That's what I'm feeling.
Well, there's girls on the trip that I know he would hook up with. That I know want to hook up with him. So the way he's been acting, I think you're right.
So you, the girls that are on, so this is a mixed group. There's guys and girls on this spring break trip. Mm-hmm. And the, mm-hmm. of the girls you know, how do you know that they would hook up with your boyfriend?
Oh, I heard a couple of them talking about, oh, well, he's so hot. Well, if he wasn't taken, I'll keep an eye out. And I just, at the time I tried to just ignore it. Cause you know, people talk, and he is attractive. So like, I don't know, maybe I thought they were just joking, but now they're on the same trip together. And I just,
because you guys were, you felt this distance the month leading up to him leaving for spring break and you've overheard these conversations with these girls, did the two of you have any type of conversation before he left? And I mean, obviously you don't want to be that girlfriend that's like, hey, don't cheat on me, keep it in your pants. Like, was there any kind of communication or any kind of conversation prior to him heading out to Galveston?
I mean, no, we danced around it. I tried to talk to him a couple times, just be like, hey, you're going to check in with me, right? I know I can't afford to go this year. And he was like, yeah, sure. And then that was it. That was the whole conversation. He didn't want to talk about it.
I completely get it. I mean, that had to be difficult to let him go on this trip without you and knowing that these women feel this way about him and have been saying these things. So I feel like he definitely should have gone out of his way to make sure that you are comfortable knowing that you are in this situation.
Uh-huh. And I'd be frustrated if I was you as the girlfriend. Like if he's really done with this relationship and he's hoping to hook up with one of these temptresses that has been thinking about hooking up with him for a while, then I would feel disrespected as a person. Like, just dump me, bro. Like, if you're going to cheat on me, like, just simply leave me. It's not that hard.
Throwing out the temptress. I know who's been watching Temptation Island.
That's the only thing.
Where he is.
It's the only thing in my brain. Yeah. Galveston, Texas, Temptation Island.
Yeah. We're just kidding, Jamie. He's definitely being faithful. All right. So, what would you like us to attempt to do?
Well, I have his hotel and his room number, but I'm too nervous to call. Can you guys call and like see if there's a girl in his room?
All right.
I don't know if you can, like, pretend to be hotel staff or just, I don't know, come up with something.
Yeah, so...
I need to know what's actually happening there.
No, I hear you. And I would be nervous to call, too. So, and if you called the hotel room and the hotel, like, his hotel room, and he answers and it's you, he's going to be like, what are you... I could see that not being a good look for you because then you're the crazy girlfriend, yep. et cetera. So I get all that. You made this request in your email. So I have a plan A and a plan B. So I have a plan A if he picks up the phone, and I have a plan B if somebody else picks up the phone and it happens to be of a female persuasion.
A temptress, if you will.
If you will.
I have plan A for him. I have plan B for the temptress. It probably makes more sense that the temptress wouldn't be plan B. Anyway, we'll do that as soon as we get back, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, hang tight. Spring Break Sting coming up next.
The Burt Show.
Sealed my mouth shut with peanut butter right before we got on the air. I don't know what I was freaking thinking.
All the timing.
All right, so we're trying Spring Break Sting again. It's been a minute. I don't even remember how the last one panned out. But our Burt Show listener, Jamie, hit us up. And she and her boyfriend, who have been going out since the beginning of their junior year at Louisiana State University, they've had a great relationship, but the past month, he's been super distant. So she thinks that he's on spring break, potentially cheating on her. She couldn't afford spring break this year. And Jamie, I don't think you're in the minority there. I think a lot of people are on the struggle bus. He, however, did have the cash. And so he and a group of friends, boys and girls, went to Galveston on spring break, and that's where they are right now. So for our spring break sting, because Jamie doesn't feel comfortable calling the hotel room, because if he does answer, he's going to be like, why are you checking up on me? So we've come up with a ruse, which is why we call it spring break sting. So Jamie, just to let you know, there's plan A and plan B. Now, plan A, if he answers, then he's in his room and we're just going to pretend. Abby's going to be like, would you like housekeeping today? And we're going to keep it short and sweet and hang up with him, okay? We're not going to find out a lot of information. Maybe try to hear if there's anybody in the background. But if he answers, then that's going to give you a little peace of mind, okay?
Sure.
All right, then plan B is a little more intricate. And this is if a woman answers. So if a woman answers, we're going to go into plan B. And I've written up a script for Mo. I am proud to say, y'all, that I was the one that came up with the excursion "see do for two," not ChatGPT. Thank you very much.
Clever. Very clever.
You did that.
This is why you won the Gracie.
I did. I was like, what's going to sound so stupid and funny for air? Ooh, a see do for two. So Mo's going to pretend to be the hotel concierge, and he is going to confirm this romantic excursion, which is the see do for two. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So you hang tight. Tommy's going to call the hotel. We're going to do this off air because we don't want to disclose the hotel name and the room number. And then as soon as they patch you through, you're going to bring us up.
Yep.
All right.
Stand by. Talk amongst yourselves.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
You channeling your internal hotel concierge?
I am.
Do men have a customer service voice like women do? Like, you know how women always kind of go up an octave anytime they're dealing with somebody?
I'll probably go a little deeper, a little more professional.
Oh, a little bit more professional.
Yeah, he'll give you that little deep,
Okay.
He's going to be like, I want to hook up with you.
Smooth talker.
Hello. It's ringing.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this room 218?
Yeah, I think it is.
Great. This is the hotel concierge, and I just needed to confirm a booking. Is this room registered under the name Josh?
Mm-hmm.
May I speak to him, please?
Sorry. I think he's in the shower. Can I take a note? A message?
We just wanted to confirm that Josh and his guest are still good to go for the Sea-Doo for Two excursion this afternoon.
Wait, what? Sea-Doo for Two? What is that?
Oh, it's our exclusive Sea-Doo for Two package, a private romantic ride on the water for couples.
Oh, that's so sweet of him.
And it's confirmed. We'll see you this afternoon.
Okay.
Did you hang up?
She hung up.
Okay.
Oh.
So, Jamie?
Oh, man.
I'm really sorry.
I didn't write you guys because I felt good, so at least now I know.
What are you going to do? I think you should hop in the car and go to Galveston. No, I'm just kidding.
Listen, go turn it up.
Sea-Doo for two sounds like a lot of fun.
Go to Galveston. Gas is expensive.
It is.
And it's also Galveston.
I don't know the first thing about Galveston.
I don't either. I'm sorry.
Thanks. I need some stuff to sort out, but yeah. Thanks for all your help.
Okay, you're welcome. We're going to let you go, Jamie, okay?
Okay,
Jamie.
It's better you know now. I know it hurts.
Jamie's taking it better than I would. I'd be ready to go all before he cheats on him, Carrie Underwood style, slashing his car tires, keying his car.
It'll be a Sea-Doo for three.
The Burt Show.